Welcome to Table Talk with BBYO Insider, the international AZA and BBG podcast with the inside scoop on all things BBYO. My name is Aaron Perota, currently serving as your 98th Grand Olive Mosque, and I'm joined here today by the 98th Grand Board of AZA. We're here with a special Founders Day exclusive to talk about AZA at 99, where it is now, where it's going, and all the fun we've had in our 99th year. Before we get started, Levi, you want to start and go around and introduce themselves?
Yeah, I'll introduce myself. Hi, everybody. My name's Levi Fox. I'm the 98th Grand Olive Gadol. I'm from Houston, Texas, in Lone Star Region, and I'm just so excited to be here today.
I am Jack Ellis. I am your 98th Grand Olive Sagan, hailing from New England Region, and Dave Hoffman, AZA specifically, Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah, also very excited to be here.
I'm Josh. I'm from North Texas, Oklahoma, and Morton Lewis, AZA, number 135, the best chapter in the order. Yeah, Aaron's got the hand sign. I'm your 34th Grand Olive Shaliach, and super excited to be doing this podcast, and super excited for our centennial year.
Okay, and I am Avi Cohn, your 5th Grand Olive Kizor, and I hail from Judge Zal Pinchik, AZA number 6. The best chapter in the International Order of BYO. And I'm from Denver, Colorado, in Rocky Mountain region, and I cannot wait to talk about founding AZA with you all.
All right. So today's podcast episode is just going to be a pretty free-form discussion, but we do have some quick prompts for y'all. So first question I have for you guys is, as AZA approaches its centennial, obviously a lot of people are focused on the 100th anniversary, but 99 is still a huge milestone for our order. So why is it important? Anybody have any thoughts?
I mean, as it's very rare for an organization to reach 100 years old, let alone a Jewish teen-led organization. And like every single year, ever since our founding in 1924, every year after that, is celebrated. And 99, not many other organizations have surpassed 99 years. So yes, the centennial is amazing. It's triple digits of age. It's three generations of Jewish people from all over the world. But 99 is still just as amazing to reach as 100, as is 101, as is 98, as is 97.
For me, I just look at like all that you can do in a year. I mean, when the time this comes out, there will be 365 days until centennial, and there's a lot that can be done then. There are thousands of people that can be recruited, thousands of causes that we can support, and just like we can continue to build that every single year, every single day, every single minute within this organization, we can do so much with it.
You know, I agree, Jack. I also think we talk a lot about, you know, members in the organization not just being like names on a page. And every single year we have seniors that graduate and then new members that come in, like tons of them. And it's important that we don't lose sight of that and keep in mind that there's a new member, you know, not every day, but like, you know, we like to think every day. And, you know, we have to celebrate that and make the best experiences for those new members.
Yeah, and there's something that's just so special about all these members like having that sort of connectivity with each other, and sometimes not always seen or even felt in that matter, but it's always there. And just thinking about our history as a Jewish people, it is really, really inspiring that for 99 years the Jewish people have been able to be connected around the globe. And I think this year, especially with opening up so many new communities as well, we've had communities open up. Levi, correct me if I missed any, but I think we've had communities open up in Morocco, Uganda, Singapore, China, some other communities, which is just super awe-inspiring. And especially with our Jewish history, it's very important that we keep this Jewish connectivity. And very inspiring that we have this global connectivity.
I mean, yeah, as Raj said, in our 99th year, communities around the world have been founded, just like Morocco, including Uganda, helped by the August Execs 2022 ISF allocation. But yeah, I mean, every single year we're welcoming more and more communities. That's always something to celebrate every single year too.
Yeah, I think also, as seniors, or I guess super seniors in Levi's case, this, class of 2023, we're graduating a year short of the centennial. And so while everybody else is super focused on 100 and IC 2024 and all that, like for us, this is kind of our last hurrah. And so I think that, for a lot of people, for like a quarter of the organization, of the movement, 99 is still a super important year because it's their senior year. It's the year that, they're, for a lot of people, serving on, maybe the highest board positions or making a really big impact on, kids younger than them. And I think that, every year is like that. Every year there's always a senior class that's really impactful, and just every year counts, kind of like, like we were saying earlier. And so I think that, even though a lot of people are rightfully starting to look forward to our centennial year that's upcoming, it's still really important that we celebrate everything that's still going on this year, like, with Uganda and expanding to all these new communities and all the different things that all the different positions and networks and everything have been working on. So anyway, what are you guys planning on doing for Founders Day? Any events y'all got going on in your chapters, regions?
I would love to go first here. My beloved heart and home, the Dave Hoffman Azier, will be doing a suit and steak night. So right after baseball practice, I will be suiting up and we will be making steaks together with the boys, celebrating the 30 years of Dave Hoffman Azier and all of it, all that it's done for Rhode Island BBYA.
What kind of steaks y'all got?
I am not running the event, so I do not know, but if they have a porterhouse, I will be very pleased, but it will probably just be sirloin or like a New York strip.
In my community, I'm actually going to be heading out to Lone Stars Convention this weekend. So they're going to be doing some Founders Day stuff, which I'm very excited to be. And I also just came from Omaha, Nebraska, where we were founded. So I got to spend some time with them before
Did you
Founders
meet
Day.
Sam Bieber there?
I did not meet Sam Bieber, unfortunately. He Sam Bieber passed
Levi,
a
how was the
while
statue?
ago. I did get to sit. Actually, fun fact for those listening, there's a statue, well, not really a
It's a
statue, a
plaque.
monument plaque. It's not really a plaque either. It's
It's
a
not a sta it's
monument.
definitely not a statue though, I'll tell you
It's not
that.
a statue. It's a monument commemorating AZA being founded there. And I think it was donated, if I remember correctly, on the 60th anniversary. So it's bound to be renewed this upcoming year.
I know all the NCO AZA chapters are planning to get a chapter event going together. So that'll be really fun. Just kind of like a frat night with all the NCO AZA chapters, which is gonna be super, super cool, super, super fun. So excited to do that.
Next question. This a little bit directed at Levi because he's a bit of a traveled man over the past year, but also obviously still applies to all of us. But obviously, with Founders Day being a celebration of AZA and all that fun stuff, AZA at the end of the day is all about the members. So what are some, nice, meaningful or just memorable moments you've had with Olives, either as a group or just like a specific person who you remember interacting with? I don't know.
I mean, it's always amazing to be in different communities with all different types of olives, and I've had the great fortune of meeting thousands of them. But I think, like, obviously, the most memorable things are when I'm in a community, it doesn't have to be at a convention, but when we're at a program and it's probably a separates, and it's the community kind of welcomes me in because they understand that we're a part of the same order, the same brotherhood. For example, like I was just in Mid-America for their spring convention, and they had a really amazing separates on anti-Semitism. And we were sharing stories of how we faced individually anti-Semitism and what we did to overcome it. And that was a really special moment because I think I bonded with a lot of the olives there. And then, just around the world, it's just like sharing a meal, just having that one-on-one conversation with the next summer prospect or something like that. Those are always some of my favorite moments.
So I have recently, actually last weekend, was my last BYO convention. And to let you all in on a little secret, I love Stacy's pita chips. This is non-sponsored, but they are very good. And I had a great memory in which, like, after like Shabbat, we were like doing oneg and stuff. It was like a chill time. There was just like 20 of us just sitting in a circle, just eating pita chips. Like, it was a good time. Saw some guys that I hadn't seen in a minute. Like, it was a good last moment.
I think something that was kind of not touching, but just like interesting, I guess, or meaningful in a certain way was, this was a while ago, some of y'all might remember this, but at IC in Baltimore, there was a like semi-spontaneous, semi-planned, I don't really remember. There was this big spirit circle that just kind of broke out in like the middle of the convention center right outside of the AZA lounge. And I just remember like, you know, it, like if you're like not, you know, involved in BBYO, right? You see a spirit circle, you think it's a cult. I mean, it kind of is a cult, but it's a bit of, you know, a very, it's a unique thing. So many people just like from around the world, all knowing those same chants and songs that might seem like esoteric or weird, like seeing so many people just engage in that moment and passionate about the same stuff was like kind of, you know, just like impactful in a way to seeing the sort of, you know, it's corny, but like the power of AZA or whatever. So I guess the power of us was a fitting theme for that, I say.
I think for me, it's a mix of like, you know, the commonality in New England region of not only being fellow Jews, but being fellow New Englanders. The area is low-key a cult, but I love that. And as some of you may or may not know, the song Sweet Caroline is a New England classic. They play it middle of the eighth inning every single Sox home game. Big thing. We all love it. So at every single convention, we have the elected kosher gospel choir lead the entire Aleph body of the region in screaming Sweet Caroline at the top of our lungs. And it is an amazing experience. Levi got to experience it. It was a great time. And it's something that it's all about the little things, and those are the things that stay with you and go a long way. And like that's one of those things that even as I graduate very soon and I'm done with my time as a active member of BBYO, like these things are going to stay with me forever.
Completely
Yeah,
agree.
those memories are definitely really cool. I guess like my memory, I don't know if Levi, Jack, and Cone, Aaron, you weren't there. I'm sorry, but I don't know if the rest of y'all remember this. But I think it was like in the last night of ILSI this summer, whenever it was just like we're at this like nice dinner place, and there was a patio outside, and we just for some reason just started doing a cheer circle. That was pretty cool. All the olives on the trips on the trip in Israel, like showcasing like our Jewish pride, and also like just showcasing like just how much AZA means to us. That was pretty cool. So that was like a core memory that I had. Also teaching all the Israelis who like don't really know like all the cheers. Some of the cheers was pretty funny. So that was a pretty cool memory. But anytime separates is kind of like separates or cheer circle, that's always like a fun memory. Quick plug to the Coloss separates that are going to be crazy this summer. Y'all should definitely sign up. Beautiful plug there. Beautiful plug.
And pull up to ILTC. We got some good separates too. Speaking of ILTC and spontaneous spiritual circles, that reminded me of at my ILTC last summer when. So for those of you who don't know, at Perlman, every day there's a dorm of the day. And the dorm of the day's main responsibility is to clean up in the dining hall after like each meal is over. And there's sort of like. At least, okay, the way that it was kind of pitched to me was like there was like a record. I don't remember what it was, but there was like a record that no one had ever beaten. And then my dorm was the first dorm of the day at ILTC, like out of the whole program. We were the first ones to like clean up, and we somehow managed to beat that record. And that was a very energetic moment for all of us. And I remember like everyone just spontaneously starting to sing like "Up You Men" or something like that, and kind of like similar to what Raj was talking about. Like it was just like that spontaneous moment of like just like AZA, like just like guys being guys and just having fun, but also like infusing that tradition. Like it was, you know. It's just like meaningful in a certain way to just see that. All right, so one last quick thing before we head out. What's your fave memory as a board over the last year?
Let me go first. Okay. I need my favorite memory as a board was our first like separates together, like at May Retreat, because like at first I was like, dude, this is weird. There is like six of us doing one program. But it ended up being a very meaningful program that I enjoyed. And wow. Yeah. Okay. No, I enjoyed that program very much, and thank you to Levi for making that happen. It was a really good way to start off our term.
Snaps to that. I think for me, in addition to that, just something kind of random that I feel like I'm not going to forget is when we were in Dallas going, I think we were going to the JCC. We just moved into the IC Hotel, but we were going back to the Dallas JCC to participate in Global Ambassador Week programs. It was all of us. Jack wasn't there because he was hanging back at Dallas at the hotel to help set up for IC. But we somehow convinced our poor Uber driver to start blasting Rihanna. And so we're all. It's like singing
Yes,
Rihanna
your favorite
with an Uber
memory.
driver at the top of our lungs, and then we moved on to like Adele and God knows what else. And I don't know. That was certainly a moment.
There's too many memories to choose from. Aaron, that's definitely a really, really good one.
I think one of the most memorable, maybe because it was just maybe the most like impactful, was being on stage as a board as we on Saturday night at IC, as like Avi and I finished State of the Movement, and like 98 and 78 came out. And we, it was just kind of like a pinnacle point of like, we looked out into the crowd and it was 3,000 Jewish teens cheering us on. And it was just kind of like a very special moment because it was like all of the work, I mean, half the work, because our term was only halfway over, had culminated to that point of like, seeing the organization at like a peak time, and like declaring that the state of the movement is strong, and I was just a really special moment to me personally.
I think for me, obviously they're the big meaningful moments, but I think the ones that really will stay with me forever were those random moments in our conjoining rooms, because for some reason we did not get a suite, in Dallas, just like hanging out, the six of us, just like messing around, laughing, having a great time, and just like enjoying each other's company. I think that those are the moments that are going to stay with me. And of course, Levi Fox has been lucky enough to be part of it twice. Rajanoff was a part of it once, and then Brad Siegel was also a part of it. So kind of sometimes bored, sometimes not. But going probably a little too fast on highways, screaming "All My Exes Live in Texas" by George Strait will forever stay with me. It is an amazing moment with an amazing song, and yeah, that was always a time.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, Jack, that reminds me of some of a lot of good memories. That's definitely like a core memory. I think my memory this year was like it was like the first night we got to the IC Hotel, first or second night we got to the IC Hotel. I forgot when. Levi's not gonna like this one, but we got we had a fun we had a good talk in our hotel last night that night. Things got a little bit intense. Some voices were raised, but honestly, like it might not have been like the most fun of like interactions, but I think like the next day was like super cool, like how like we like all like so loved each other. We were all still like brothers and like stuff like that. And it was just like a really there were a lot of laughs, there were a lot of like yells, but at the end, like it was all like fun. We still put on like a great show. Jack put on a great show at IC. And it was just like a super cool moment just for us to like be able to be like we can still like be brothers and like be there for each other, even when things get like intense in like the moment or stuff like that. So
Yeah.
again, Levi, you're not gonna like that one, but that was such a fun memory.
I don't mind. I mean, it really showed that we as a board were like, it was like a boiled up, and then literally like 6 hours later, we were perfectly fine, and we were like, yeah, we let's move past it. It actually is like a good, great memory of how we showcased, like, coming back together. We'll work over this. Yeah, tensions were high, but we got over it.
And that's a good life lesson for the youngins listening in. If you ever get in a fight, don't be in a fight. It's better not to fight. That sounded a lot better in my head, but you know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, 98, thank you for coming on and giving everybody some of your insane wisdom and apologies for the Maureen out there that Josh Ruttman could not make it, but he's also, of course, a member of our wonderful board here. And again, thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. Being able to serve on iBoard this past year is something that we're all super grateful for, and we couldn't have done it without all of you. So be sure to check out bboyo.org/100 to see the brand new Centennial campaign launching at noon today. And also make sure to subscribe to BBYO Table Talk wherever you get your podcasts to stay looped in on all the fun. Happy Founders Day, everyone.